The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What is good, everybody? Welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, April 15th, 2022. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we just want to remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. Do you remember when Kyler Murray scrubbed his social media of all Cardinals mentions? And then his agent released the world's longest statement asking for a new contract? Well, apparently the Cardinals saw that and went, meh. NFL Media's Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that Arizona hasn't made an extension offer to Murray and that Kyler's agent, Eric Burkhart, told the Cardinals weeks ago that he was pulling his opening proposal off the table. Pelissero also says that other teams are monitoring the situation, but the Cardinals insist Kyler will not be traded. According to Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, Arizona has told Murray they'll take care of him this summer. Right now, the former first overall pick is going to make about $5.5 million this season and will likely be under contract next year on the fifth-year option, assuming they pick it up before May 2nd. Kyler, to his credit, has made the last two Pro Bowls and did lead the team to the playoffs this year, but they collapsed at the end of the season and were thumped by the Rams 34-11 in that playoff game. Kyler gained less than 150 total yards and threw two picks. In better Cardinals news, however, the team did announce that they have reached an agreement with wide receiver A.J. Green on a one-year contract. Green caught 54 passes last year for 854 yards and three touchdowns. Some quick hitters for you now. We're going to stay in the NFC West for one more second. Ian Rapoport says the Seahawks are signing quarterback Geno Smith to a one-year deal worth $7 million. That's a big raise for Smith, who actually played pretty well filling in for the injured Russell Wilson last year. Speaking of Russ, he's apparently already making friends in Denver. According to Zach Stevens of DNVR, left tackle Garrett Bowles reportedly told Wilson on a FaceTime call the night of the trade, quote, "I know you're used to getting hit. You aren't going to get hit here." The only problem is I'm not sure how true that is. Denver has allowed 72 sacks the last two seasons, but it does sound nice. The Packers got some much-needed help for their wide receiving core, signing Sammy Watkins to a one-year contract. Watkins was underwhelming for the Ravens last year, catching just 30 passes for 394 yards and a touchdown. Packers are obviously hoping he'll turn things around when he catches balls from Aaron Rodgers instead of Lamar Jackson, and they still probably could use one or two more wide receivers before the year begins. In Indianapolis, the Colts officially signed former Eagles safety Rodney McLeod, and in Philadelphia, the Eagles hosted former Ohio State wide receiver Chris Olave, who's also going to be one of 21 incoming rookies that will actually be in person in Las Vegas for the draft, which is now officially less than 2 weeks away. Some of the others scheduled to be in attendance include quarterbacks Malik Willis and Matt Corral, pass rusher Aiden Hutchinson, and defensive back Sauce Gardner. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL on Friday, April 15th, 2022. And no, it's not tax day. You actually have till the 18th this year. Just a little friendly advice trying to help you out. Make sure you follow the SB Nation NFL show. Speaking of friendly advice, you don't want to miss an episode. We have plenty of draft coverage coming up for you. We are going to have a live draft show on Thursday, and we'll be doing a Twitter space with representatives from all of SB Nation's team communities are going to be a part of it. So if your team makes a pick, you want to ask a question about it, criticize it, praise it, whatever, come join us. You'll be able to interact. It's going to be a ton of fun. And by the way, if you already follow the SB Nation NFL show, thank you, thank you, thank you. But if you haven't left a review, what are you doing? Take 30 seconds, drop us a 5-star rating and a review. It really does help us out. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk on Monday.